Eric, if you would give us an update on spring planting 2015. How are things going up in Fulton County?
Well, progress has moved forward quite well up here in Fulton County. I will say that by my best guess and my driving tour, we're 80 to 90% planted on corn, but that will quickly change here this weekend as we have favorable conditions. Soybeans are probably at 1/3 to 1/2 of the soybeans are planted, and many of those, both corn and soybeans, are up. We have just taken kind of a time out. Mother Nature has forced a time out on us since about May 9th or 10th, that Saturday or Sunday. It depends on what part of the county you're in. We've been kind of sitting idle for a week and a half here.
Any insect activity going on?
Well, some things that we've been following since 2012 on corn insects is the Asiatic garden beetle, and we were out scouting those just yesterday and today, and we do have a few Asiatic garden beetles. It seems to be less pressure than maybe the past 2 years, but again, every year is different, and we're not sure how this kind of cooler snap and wet weather is going to affect the Asiatic garden beetles in our no-till, sandier corn fields. So that's one insect. We've seen a little bit of black cutworm pressure, but nothing that's causing any or at any meaningful threshold.
What's the wheat crop look like?
Our wheat crop up in Fulton County kind of runs the gamut. I would say the worst fields were burned off and are probably going to corn or maybe soybeans. And then the wheat that got planted quite early in early October looks quite good. I'm not sure if it'll be record-breaking years, but the wheat that got planted early and got top dressed right this spring is looking quite good. So,
Eric, you're up in that part of the state where there was a significant push for cover crops. Are the guys learning how to manage those cover crops here this year, or had they had experience in the past?
Dave, I'm not a cover crop expert, but I know our acres with cover crops have increased in the last year or two, and there is a learning curve on terminating those in the spring and working with them. I would say we have farmers that are really, really good. Some farmers that are really, really good at that, and some farmers that are still on the early edge of that learning curve. So, we're trying our best to learn how to terminate the cover crops that are out and see how they fit into our producer's rotation. So lots of, I'd say predominantly cereal rye is the cover crop that we have quite a bit of out in the county, and we're learning how to work with it. So,
Eric, I know I'm holding you up from getting out to getting the rest of your test plots in. A lot of plots in the works there in your county?
Yeah, I really enjoy doing on-farm research plots, kind of commercial plots with producers who are willing to work with the Extension Service on getting those out. This year our focus has turned a little bit more towards nutrient management, and so we have several NPK plots out, some entomology plots out with state specialists. We also hope to do some side dress manure plots with one of our state specialists. So, I can't exactly tell you how many, but we have a handful in the works, and they're always a lot of fun to work with producers and then share that data at winter meetings so that we can make better decisions for future years.